I love imaging.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
Galvin worked hard on that. I like love we should it. Play it.
I
like
it
too. I like it too. So we were talking just before the break. I meant to bring it up last break, but we kind of got distracted there. I don't know how you felt or where you were when you found out that Tom Brady was coming back to play for the Buccaneers. Can you? I'm sure you've told the story already, but can you tell me? Because I don't know.
I will tell you because I was just about to eat dinner. The dinner plate had been set in front of my face, and I looked down at my phone, and it was actually Drew that texted me, all caps, Brady is back. And I set my phone down thinking that whatever he said didn't mean what it actually sounded like it meant. So then I just decided to open Twitter, and there it was, and I started screaming slash, I don't want to say crying, but it was just this overwhelming show of emotion that I stood up and I went to the corner of the room and I just started kind of rocking back and forth. And my wife was saying, what's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? And she said, if somebody that we know isn't dead, then you're overreacting.
They're like, no,
and then,
not dead.
And I said,
back to life.
Exactly. And I said, I just started saying, Tom is back. Tom is back. Tom is back. I didn't eat my dinner. I was so emotionally spent that I didn't eat my dinner. I couldn't focus on anything the rest of the night. You see, that was 11 days ago. I don't know. It feels so long ago. Maybe because there's been so many changes to the team and everything. But, man, it is. It's still hard to believe that we went from thinking we were going to be, you know, a team, not maybe in the bottom, but just a lot of uncertainty, to now Tom Brady is back and hand building a team to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this this jack off from, he's somewhere in Boston, shockingly. He's still claiming, and they're doubling down and tripling down on this. Dale Arnold is his name. He works for NESN, N-E-S-N. I don't know what that stands for, but he's a Bruins guy. Still claiming that Tom Brady will not be a part of the Buccaneers and play for the Buccaneers. That Miami Dolphins are calling his name, and he will be down in Miami starting there.
I mean, I just can't see that in any which way. Only because he's, if that was even a thought in his mind, why would he be doing so much for the Bucs? I will tell you, this just popped into my mind as I'm saying it. What if this was, I love conspiracy theories, what if this was a deal with the Bucs? Hey, I'll come back, say I'm going to be a Buck, I'll help you get some big pieces for your puzzle, I'll get Lenny back, I'll bring in somebody to help you fix that line with Shaq Mason, you know, they've brought in some other friends, Logan Ryan, and then, but I gotta go. I'm going, and then you got to let me go to Miami.
Wow, I just can't imagine how, the wool will be pulled over those guys' eyes, thinking that they're playing with Tom Brady. I mean, that's kind of a
terrible
thing to do.
That would be absolutely terrible, and I don't see it happening, but if you do look for some wiggle room to end up there, that's the only thing. And he is going to be a Miami man. You know, he's got a house built up by Ivanka
Trumps, right?
and Kushner. So,
billionaires. Billionaires Row or something like that down in Miami.
Yeah, is it an island? And it has its own police force and it's like a utopia for rich people.
So yeah, that's a thing, and I think he probably will move down there. I did see the Florio report that initially I guess the plan was for him to become some sort of part owner of the Dolphins, not necessarily play for the Dolphins,
but move on to an
ownership role and help, build the team up in that capacity, which could have been true. And if that was the case, we really owe Brian Flores a debt of gratitude for
whatever happened
that cluster F that happened.
Seriously.
Down there in Miami. I had a very similar story to yours when I found out that Brady was coming back, which was I was at dinner, actually finished up dinner, and I was having some drinks down at Sea Critters down in Paso Grill. Great place.
Okay.
Lovely place.
It sounds like a place with good seafood.
I don't know. I think I actually got a cheeseburger.
Sea Critters, Paso Grill. Okay.
Some of the best hush puppies I've ever had in my life.
Hush
so
puppy.
Good. So good. And I was drinking some margaritas, enjoying my evening, and I got a text message from my father. My father is a very passive sports fan. Not really into it, but he follows it very not loosely. Let's just put it that way. So he goes, Tom Brady's coming back. And I went, no, you moron.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I just saw Tom Brady on Twitter talking with one of the soccer dudes in
England. Was the day before or whatever. Yeah.
And he was like, are you done? And he was like, yeah. I think it was actually that day.
It may have been earlier that day. I think that video really came out.
And I even got to the point where I was like, you know what? Enough of this, dickhead. I'm done.
Don't toy with our emotions.
Exactly. And then sure enough, I looked and I opened Twitter and there it was. Fox News article that Tom Brady was coming back. And I got emotional.
Yeah,
I did. I didn't jump up and scream or anything like that. But I got a little misty.
Yeah.
I got my eyes. I was like, I can't believe it. It was like winning a girlfriend back.
Similar
feeling.
I don't think that any other sports team ever will experience what the Bucks experienced through that offseason to where we ended up now. Because I mean, having first the opportunity to get a player like Tom Brady, enjoy two great years, win a Super Bowl, then have him go away. And I just think that they're, you know, mixed emotion amongst the Bucks fans, but a lot of people thinking we're going back to the basement. A lot of people wondering, is Trask our quarterback? What will happen? The uncertainty to within 11 days becoming a Super Bowl favorite, being able to pull these guys from different places, you know, and bring back Lenny and all those things. We're in the mix. I don't know that any team has gone from uncertainty to favor to win the Super Bowl in such a short period of time.
Yeah, I think you're right there, no doubt about it. Although we don't know how long Tom will be here. Now, Jason Light said earlier in the week that we're going to enjoy this third year with Tom, and we're so excited about that. And he said potentially even more, which that got me tingling too. Like, yeah, let's go. Let's get 2-3 more years. He's still playing good. He can play, but I don't know. I don't know, but they do have to prepare for the future a little bit. I don't know if Kyle Trask is the guy. Maybe he is, but there are some people that are available right now due to just... Have you ever seen a more chaotic offseason in the NFL?
I don't think so. I mean, definitely more things happening at one time, things that were going to happen that didn't happen. I mean, the Deshaun Watson to Cleveland situation, now with Baker Mayfield sitting out there with no place to go, is very bizarre. Matt Ryan to the Colts, Tyreek Hill now in Miami.
Deshaun Watson surprising everybody and going to Cleveland, which left one Baker Mayfield without a team. Now, there was talk of him initially going to the Colts and, you know, then maybe the Seahawks. You know, a lot of people need a quarterback. Steelers was another one. They just signed Trubisky, though, to a deal. So I think he's supposed to be the starter there. But you just never know what's going to happen next. And the Buccaneers are certainly not closing the door on anything, including, even though you got Tom Brady, bringing in somebody like Baker Mayfield. Here's Jason Light on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Play some of this.
What are you thinking about for depth at the backup quarterback position? There was a lot of internet buzz yesterday about, you know, Tampa trading for Baker Mayfield, which I think makes absolutely no sense. But you tell me, is Baker on the radar? What are you looking for in terms of depth and maybe even youth at the quarterback position behind Tom?
Well, I'll start off with Kyle Trask, who's on our roster, and even at the combine, we were talking about, we were asked that question, both Bruce and I, and Kyle's somebody that we've really been excited about his progression last year as a backup quarterback, just learning behind Tom, learning behind Blaine, Ryan Griffin, some awesome pros in that regard. We're really excited about him, and I think he's just going to continue to develop. We had Blaine last year on our roster, and that could be a possibility still, but we're still kind of checking out the entire market here, and we'll see what happens here.
Would you add somebody like Baker? Is that a possibility?
Well, we might still add someone. I don't want to talk about a player that's on another team's roster right now, but we still may add a veteran quarterback, but we're just going to have to kind of see how it goes here.
So not a no. But I feel like that wasn't really an answer either. It wasn't a yes. Either.
I don't. You know, I imagine that it's always chess, not checkers, at the highest level of sports like this. So I don't know if by saying they're open to a veteran, that they're trying to actually, you know, get interest in somebody else or what it is. But here's my theory on why Baker might not be a good idea. Because I love Baker Mayfield. I've just got love for him. There's something endearing about him. I think he's kind of getting the short end of the stick because he had a really bad season with some injuries. I think Baker has got that type of personality that people pull for. And God forbid Tom have a few bad games, Baker is the kind of guy that people start clamoring for. And I don't feel the same way about a Trask yet, or definitely not a Blaine Gabbert. So I think it's best for the Bucs right now to have kind of a nobody back there that if the S hits the fan, will be okay. But somebody that doesn't come with all of the baggage that a Baker does, because I don't think Tom or anybody wants to be dealing with a quarterback controversy. God forbid there's a slide at any point during the season.
Yeah, I heard another name pop up that I thought was interesting. The Cameron Brate got married recently. Yeah. The backup tight end. Congratulations to him. And apparently the guy in the picture right next to him, a favorite around here. Oh. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, man.
I mean, I think that would be great to bring it. I think Blaine Gabbert's fine.
Yeah.
So he's good, you know, a great backup, but I'd rather have, Fitzmagic.
And he is a legend. He's just a legend, period. Blaine Gabbert, I do personally believe, gets a lot of flack for not all the right reasons. The dude has had, 8 head coaches in 8 seasons. I mean, before he came to the Bucs, first time being under a system for a while. I mean, he was a high draft pick. Not that I think he's the second coming of Tom Brady, but I also think people base their decisions on him over a bunch of other years. He's now played behind Tom Brady for 2 years. Does that not count for anything in this world?
And also, I heard he had seven new offenses to learn, new coaches come in. I mean, he just kind of had a rough go.
Yeah.
Anybody would probably struggle, in that scenario. So I don't know, money's going to be the bottom line, I'm sure. And maybe he's, thought that he was going to end up starting for this team and then kind of got the rug pulled out from underneath him. Maybe he wants to go somewhere else and try somewhere else. But I like Baker Mayfield, but I did see something online that I kind of went, uh-oh. Number one, he's got a big salary. Bucks don't have any money. He's got making like $19 million next year. It's a lot of money. Number two, I saw Baker Mayfield's stats right next to a very familiar name and stats, Jameis Winston's, and they were nearly identical. So, I don't know what that means. They played in different systems. It's a different teams, but very similar, at least in the last few years.
Well, and obviously the Browns, in my opinion, aren't the biggest on character or the best judges of character, considering they're bringing on this dude who has all these allegations against him. But they had major issues with Baker as a person, it seems. You know, whether that was just him being too needy or too much of a diva. So I worry about those pieces, even in the last couple of years. And I think, I won't say that what happened last year was because of Antonio Brown, but I did worry that we were always just adding that one extra piece that could have led to drama. And if they would have went in a different direction other than AB, does last year go differently because he melts down and all of that? I don't know.